100
Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast with Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast with Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast, Mundus podcast. Mundus podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to Mundus podcast episode 100. Thanks very much for all the people who've supported over the time. It's been various feeds and 2011 was the first one. So thanks very much for listening all that time. If you want to check out all the episodes, just search Mundus podcast on iTunes Store and you'll find all the stuff there. So thanks very much to everyone who's contributed all over the time. There's been quite a few people and I managed to get a good set of people for this episode as well. So thanks for that. And so the big question was, which Doctor Who DVD would you take to a desert island?
Mundus.
I managed to get some email replies from a couple of people. So I got Paul Draper, from known from the band Manson, and he's obviously doing his own solo album. He came back with the desert island DVD would be, wait for it, Terror of the Zygons. And also I got Andrew Cartmell of the Sylvester McCoy era, script editor, etc., legend. He came back and said Tans Weng Chiang as well. So thanks to them for their contributions as well. Good choices. And I hummed and hawed over this for quite a long time. And I've went with the classic. And no one else has said it as well. Five Doctors. Five Doctors for me. I do like a special with loads of Doctors, and you don't get many of them, so it's always nice, but not mentioned Dimensions in Time. But yeah, I think Five Doctors would be fantastic. If you only had one DVD and you could just watch it, and it's got everything, hasn't it? You know, it might not be to everyone's taste, but I do like it. You know, it's got not all the old Doctors at the time, but it's just got everything that you want from Doctor Who. It's got Daleks, Cybermen, you know, it's a little bit ropey at times, you know, with Sarah Jane's quite odd fall, and the weird way that Hurdnell eats the food in the TARDIS. That's a bit odd, but yeah, it's brilliant. And Davison and all that, slightly overacting at the start, you know. You've got the Master, bit of a Gallifrey, you know, it's fantastic. So Five Doctors, but closely followed by something like Tans Weng Chiang or something like that, but maybe Curse of Fenric, but it's difficult. Other people have brought up the extras on the DVDs. I hadn't really thought that much through about the DVD extras as well. Oh, but yeah, I'm definitely going with Five Doctors. But thanks very much for listening and enjoy the rest. Because we've got some good people on, so thanks very much. See you later.
Mundus.
Hi, Ian. This is Meds from Waffle On Podcast, and also the new Facebook group called Doctor Who DVD. If you type in facebook.com/Doctor Who DVD, I've decided to watch every single Doctor Who episode that's available on DVD from the very start. So if you fancy joining that, come along, it'd be great. A really interesting question: which Doctor Who DVD would I take to a desert island? I suppose a few years ago I would automatically have jumped for a Peter Davison, a Fifth Doctor episode, because that's what I grew up with, and that's my kind of like my fondest memories. But going through this rewatch, I'm suddenly finding Doctor Who episodes which just totally blow my mind. And I've had a good few days to think about this. And in fact, your text that you sent me earlier on to give me a nudge to remind me really kind of like made me nail it down to a couple. And they're actually John Pertwee episodes. And ironically, in chronological order. I'm struggling between Ambassadors of Death or Inferno. They are both fantastic serials. There are seven episodes long each, and Pertwee is just fantastic as the Third Doctor. I love his kind of grouchiness. Inferno is really good. It's almost like you can see where they were trying to change the direction of it a little bit. And there's action packed in there. It's very much almost like a Quatermass episode. And also the same with Ambassadors of Death. It's such a fantastic story where the Doctor is desperately trying to convince that, you know, that they're not really the bad guys in his kind of thing. But I think out of the two, although I love them both, I'm going to go for Inferno. Nicholas Courtney clearly loves playing a different person than the classic Leftwood Stewart in this, he's psychic in that. Oh, my name's gone. Benson. He's enjoying it as well. And I really do like the whole story. The whole thing is just a brilliant story with Liz as well, with Liz Shaw. I think she's such a fantastic companion for the Doctor because she's intelligent. She's with him all the way. There's none of this screaming, running around kind of crap. She's such a brilliant companion in my mind anyway. The evil version of her, you know, the alternate version of her, is such a polar opposites of a normal character. I think it's a great episode. I don't know why I hadn't bigged it up much in the past, especially when we've been talking about Pertwee not long ago. So I'm going to go for Inferno. It's a brilliant, brilliant story, and I so enjoyed watching it again the other day. Anyway, that's me done. Keep up the great work, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, Erica.
Hello, Stephen.
And hello, Ian Todd. And congratulations for your 100th episode of the Mondas Podcast.
Woohoo!
And that's like, Ian Todd like has done a few different Doctor Who podcasts over the years and just like shut it down and start up a new one and shut it down. So like 100 episodes of Mondas isn't even saying the whole story. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Ian has asked us, Stephen and Erica from Lazy Doctor Who and no other Doctor Who podcast.
Certainly not. You're lying.
Certainly not Radio Free Scarl or Verity or The Memory Cheats or anything like that. The question is, what would you bring as a desert island Doctor Who DVD? So if you're stuck on a desert island, you only have one Doctor Who DVD, which would it be? Which would yours be?
Well, I had a couple of things in mind. Was I going to go from the, you know, what is the Doctor Who story of my heart angle? What is my absolute favorite? Or was I going to be a little bit more cagey and cunning about it and go for just like maximization of Doctor Who and pick something that is long? Or was I going to go with a DVD that actually has really good extra content, some VAM that's awesome? So I'll start out by telling you my three different picks based on those criteria. So the Doctor Who of my heart is the Rebus Operation. That is the story that I have seen the most times and could probably watch the most more times and just be happy about it. The maximization one for me would be the War Games, because I freaking love the War Games. It's actually one of my favorite stories as well, and it's nice and long. But the disc that I would bring for VAM would be The Invisible Enemy, because it has Canine and Company on it, which I've only recently seen for the first time, and I loved. Unfortunately, it also has The Invisible Enemy on it, which is not ideal, but it does have Leela, so there's that. So I want you to go now, and then I will tell you what my actual choice was. And I have picked one.
Oh, you have? Okay. Well, I hope you didn't pick the same one as I did, because one of those is one of mine.
Oh, my gosh. The suspense.
I know. I of course, lean on all those things that you said, but all on the same one. So I didn't, like, think which one would I like. I'll tell you what. Caves of Androzani would obviously be up there, because it's my favorite Doctor Who story of all time. So I would consider bringing that one. But I have seen it enough times that I think I could sort of like recreate it. I'm sure if we were stuck on the same desert island together, you would enjoy that. So
shut up.
So that would be entertainment. Then the War Games is the other one. I also like to point out that when we say DVD, I hope the rules of this arbitrary challenge, Ian, is that we can bring a Doctor Who DVD release. Like, we can't say, you know what? I want to pick disc 2 of the War Games, episodes 6 through 10. No, that'd be silly. So I wouldn't want the War Games because it's a 3-disc release. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, the 10 episodes across 2 discs, and then there's like extras, some great extras on the 3rd disc. So that would keep me entertained for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Now here's where it gets controversial.
Uh-oh.
Because, I mean, you said the Rebus Operation, which of course is the first story of The Key to Time. The Key to Time, was sold separately as well, but it's also included in a box set. I don't think The Trial of a Time Lord was sold separately. I think it was always sold as a 3-DVD release box set, I think, basically, with Vervoids and Ultimate Foe. I could be wrong, maybe it's 4. So I'm going to count that as a complete story.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to actually say, and I love Trial of a Time Lord. I unreservedly love. We're recording this in just a couple days before Chicago TARDIS, where I actually signed up to be on a discussion panel, which I never do, but I signed up to be on a panel to defend the Trial of the Time Lord because I adore it so much. And there are some amazing extras on that, including a superb documentary. I think it's by Ed Stradling about the whole cancellation crisis and everything like that. That would keep me enthralled for hours. So my pick is The Trial of a Time Lord box set. 14 episodes. It's 14 episodes. It's one story. I'm allowed. And then all the excellent extras. Which would you narrow down for your favorite pick?
You are such a cheater, but I guess technically I'm kind of a cheater too, because I would take the War Games.
Look at that.
Yep, I totally would. Can we make a deal though that if we find out that we were wrong about the constraints of this this arbitrary challenge and it really is only one disc, can we go to the same desert island and can you like take the first disc of the War Games and I'll take the second disc of the War Games and then we'll just have that together?
What about the VAM? Who brings the VAM?
Well, I mean, we might have to live without the VAM. I'm sorry. Or maybe Ian will come with us and he can bring disc 3.
Ian, bring disc 3 of the War Games if we're stuck on a desert island somewhere, and then we'll all be happy.
Perfect. The end.
The end. Happy 100, Ian.
Happy 100.
Hi, this is JR and some of the Blue Box podcast team. I've got Simon sitting to my left and Mark sitting to my right. We would all like to say...
At this point, people realise what way around they've got their headphones on.
Oh, and if they've got the headphones, yeah, but I mix it the other way around.
Oh, do you?
Yes, just despite, you. I always mix it the other way around.
Yeah, just what? Just because you can?
Well, just because I never usually say.
Okay.
And we would all like to wish the Mondaz podcast a very happy 100th episode.
Happy 100.
Hmm.
And so we are going to reveal what the one Doctor Who DVD we would take to a desert island with us would be. Mark, you've been thinking about this for a few minutes.
About 30 seconds. Thanks, JR. Not even that.
Less than 10, I'd say.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, are we talking purely for the story? Or are we talking about extras as well? Or how we...
The question is...
He always asks for us extras.
Hey, look, no, I'm just...
The one Doctor Who DVD you would take to a desert island.
Oh, blimey,
Charlie. That is stipulated.
Okay, I am going to go... Is there an obvious one? I'm going to go for City of Death.
Okay.
It's a cracking story, and there's some great extras on there, including a hidden interview with Douglas Adams.
But the most crackingest bit in the entire cracking story is the bit where he turns into an egg. Boom tish.
There goes the tumbleweed. Yeah.
City of Death.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice interview with Douglas Adams. Yeah, talks about going to Berlin.
Yes.
Simon. I'm
getting horribly drunk.
Sorry, did the question say classic or new series?
It just said the one Doctor Who DVD. Oh, are you thinking the same way I am? Because Mark didn't twig it, did he?
Oh,
didn't he?
Go on then.
No.
Well, I was going to say Day of the Doctor.
Okay.
Or the War Games, but no, I'll go with Day of the Doctor.
All right.
Because it just gets better with every viewing. So if you're stuck with it, it's just going to get better and better, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
That's so it ends up being just this tiny little broken piece of foil rather than disc because you've overplayed it.
Is that what happens to DVDs?
Well, who knows? They used to say you could spread jam on them, but I don't know.
It's never happened to any of my DVDs, even the ones I've spread jam on. Well, I'm going to choose something similar to you, Simon. I'm going to choose the entire new series box set.
That's not is a DVD, that's a box set.
Yes, it is.
No, it's a box set, yeah. It's not a DVD. It says DVD single.
Back catalogue of Doctor Who compressed to MP4.
Yeah,
yeah. And on a...
Yeah, okay, I'll choose that. Why not? There isn't an entire new series. There's a David Tennant box set, isn't there? I'm not choosing that.
No.
Isn't there a Blu-ray set where they've been remastered, starting with Series 1 and finishing
but
at the end of Matt Smith?
Collected together, it's only the Russell T Davies years.
Ah.
So, I'm not missing out on it. I'm not missing out on the Moffat.
How do I spend my end of my days stuck on a desert island? Literally, you know.
I am going to take the anniversary special DVD, which is Name of the Doctor, Day of the Doctor, Time of the Doctor, plus the Paul McGann Night of the Doctor, plus Mark Gatiss and Adventure in Space and Time.
That's cheating.
Plus a bunch of documentaries and the Five-ish Doctors reboot. Yes, I'm taking all this.
No, that's cheating.
That's not cheating. That is a singular item that you can walk into HMV and buy.
Ian Todd, when you listen to this, just know that JR's a great big cheat.
Just know you can't just ask a question and get an answer.
No.
Well, I hope that answered your question, Ian. Congratulations again on turning 100.
Yeah, well done, Ian.
The DVD that I would take to a desert island, I think, is going to be Heaven Sent, which I know is a very recent one, but there are a few reasons for this. One, Peter Capaldi. I love Peter Capaldi. I don't love him in a sort of... I love heart Peter Capaldi, although I possibly do. The first time I ever saw him, I was quite young, and I saw him in, I think, The Crow Road. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I just saw him, and I was like, wow, he's amazing. And I think I saw him in Lair of the White Worm as well. He's just got a thing. There's a thing about him that makes you, he's compelling. He's got that face. He was a lot younger then and a lot better looking. Not that he's not good looking now, but he's a little bit sort of... sort of like a skeleton crow. That's the sort of look that I would describe him as. Anyway, that's not the point. Peter Capaldi, he's amazing. I saw him in the Doctor Who. Obviously, the Doctor Who with I can't remember what it was called. It was the one that was in... Oh, I'm completely losing it here. He was Caecilius anyway. And that was great. And then he's the Doctor and I'm just like, yeah, that's amazing. So... That said, he's great in The Doctor. He took a little bit of time to develop. Not all of them are gold, but Heaven Sent, he's really got into it. He's just lost Clara. Hooray. No, not hooray. And he's having to deal with it all on his own. It's just the whole episode with just Peter Capaldi Doctor just wandering around this strange castle, just in his own head. But things are happening that it's just looking at him, the reactions, the way that he behaves, just him. And the voice, just him really, in the whole episode. And that is just amazing. And I think I would want to watch that forever. I'd just be with the Doctor. Billions of years down the road, I'm fine. Doctor's there, I'm fine.
Mondas.
Happy 100th episode of your Mondas podcast type establishment. Yeah, I've been on a couple of times and blathered. I'm probably going to blather again now. Not very focused, but there you go. So, which Doctor Who DVD would I take on a desert island? Now, I almost defaulted to a Tom Baker, because I do love The Fourth Doctor. And it would have been, well, you're spoiled for choice, aren't you? But it would have been a tie between The Talons of Weng Chiang and The Image of the Fendal. Image of the Fendal particularly, because it's kind of that awesome Doctor Who trope of science that looks like magic, or old magic that's actually science, that sort of thing. Love that to bits, even if the actual creature's a bit shonky. And in the case of the Talons of Weng Chiang, this is awesome. It's an awesome gothic melodrama type deal. It's an awesome sort of Sherlock Holmes, Conan Doyle, Victorian pea super adventure with a little dash of racism, has to be said. Love them both, but when I really thought about it, like in terms of satisfaction, I have to say it would be the 50th anniversary special, Day of the Doctor. I'm not a huge fan of multi-doctor stories. I think they sometimes come off as quite gimmicky. And actually, the whole premise of this one's gimmicky. It's a 3D 50th anniversary special, but it's massively satisfying. And I was a big fan of the Matt Smith era anyway. Matt Smith, David Tennant, both fantastic. John Hurt was brilliant. John Hurt was absolutely fantastic as well. Keep reusing that word, but yeah, it's the only word I can really kind of dredge up. It was great to see Billy Piper back as well, but not as Rose Tyler. So, some spins on some sort of recent old favourites. It's quite New Who heavy. But there were nods to the old show. One particularly pleasing nod to the old show towards the end as well. And just really immensely satisfying. I don't know if it's just that I have good memories of it because we didn't manage to get to see it at the cinema on the anniversary, but we did go a couple of days later. The Picture House in Cambridge showed the Day of the Doctor a couple of days later. And so it was just really, really exciting to watch Doctor Who on a big screen. I don't know. I loved it. I thought it did the multi-doctor thing fantastically. And it was just the most satisfying bit of Doctor Who that I'd seen for a long, long time. Anyway, congratulations on making it to 100 episodes. Sorry, I blathered all over your podcast. Take it easy. Speak soon.
Hello, Harry Medium here, and I am joined by...
I am William.
Hello.
Hi.
Ian Todd has asked us to tell him what episode of Doctor Who, or story, if you like, we would take to a desert island if we only had one to choose. What would you have said to him had he said that to your face hole?
Hopefully there would have been a TV there, otherwise this would have been for nothing.
Yeah, just taking a DVD.
Yeah, no use.
Could have just used it like a mirror.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But the one that I would have chosen is the special 50th anniversary Day of the Doctor.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why would you... I think that's a good choice. Why would you have chosen that one?
Just has all three of my favourite Doctors.
Three of your favourite Doctors? What, including the War Doctor?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
I thought he was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. I like that one because it's really funny.
And I like him a lot more now because I know he was Ollivander from Harry Potter.
Quite true, yes.
We watched yesterday.
Yes. What else is... the 11th Doctor's funny in that. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good Sonic Screwdriver action.
Yarp.
Of course. One of our favourite Doctors returned.
Yes.
Because he didn't want to go. And he said that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'd have to agree with you there. I'd quite like to... It sums up 50 years of good feeling of that programme.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Although you've been there for... how long?
What, on the desert island?
No, how long have you been watching Doctor Who for?
Well, about, I suppose, just under 40 years. About 38, something like that, 38 years.
Since you were four?
Yeah, but don't give my age away.
Fine.
So, yeah, thanks for asking us, Ian Todd.
Yeah.
He's 82, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty old, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's incontinent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we'd both probably pick Day of the Doctor, just because it was a nice old summing up of everything that had gone before.
Yeah.
And it was in high definition as well.
Yeah. It was amazing at the cinema. Doctor Who TV show that was at the cinema.
It was good at the cinema. I think they're doing another one at the cinema. Or have they done another one at the cinema?
No, they've not done one at the cinema.
Apart from Day of the Doctor?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Ian Todd. Good luck on your desert island with all these discs knocking around.
Yeah. Hopefully there's a TV.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or you can just bury your head in the sand and just think, ooh, that happens in that. Just eat it and then it plays in your eyes.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably won't work.
I know Ian Todd. He does bury his head in the sand quite a lot. Anyway, Ta-da for now, Ian Todd.
Mundus podcast.